This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. If you have Alzheimer's disease or think you may have Alzheimer's disease, Health Initiatives Research is seeking participants to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of an oral study drug that may slow the progression of mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. More information is available at 871-1771.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the effects of the current farm bill expiring. An agricultural economist tells us which groups will be affected soon if Congress doesn't take action. And researchers with ties to the University of Arkansas discover a new organism.
Plus, Lake Keith in Cave Springs gets a makeover, an ice cream maker is bringing pure joy to the region, and more.
But first, the Arkansas Insurance Department's open enrollment kickoff happened yesterday at the Clinton School of Public Service. Eligible Arkansans between the ages of 18 and 64 can sign up for one of 71 plans through the newly established insurance marketplace. Sherry Booth, a trained and licensed marketplace guide, says they have run into technical difficulties because so many people are trying to access the enrollment website.
You can get in, as you can see, through the marketplace. However, getting past the system that we don't, you know, we're having a few issues with that. In other words, traffic on that website is so busy right now.
The licensed marketplace guides assured visitors the site is simply backed up and will be available soon. The insurance department partnered with the Clinton School to host the event to help people learn how much financial assistance they qualify for. Insurance Department Exchange Planning Manager Cynthia Crone with the department says an overwhelming response kept the enrollment website down much of the day.
The not great news is that we haven't been able to enroll a lot of people today. The good news is the interest, people are getting educated, and that we really have until December 15th for people to enroll to get the full benefits starting January 1, 14.
The website, arhealthconnector.org, had more than 17,000 visitors yesterday.
Yesterday, we brought you a report on how the federal government shutdown is affecting operations at Beaver Lake. The shutdown is also affecting national wildlife refuges across the country. Keith Weaver is the project leader for the Central Arkansas National Wildlife Refuge National Wildlife Refuge Complex.
The immediate impacts are the fact that all the national wildlife refuges in Arkansas will be closed to public access, and any types of activities that would be conducted on those, any types of public use activities that would be conducted on those lands are canceled at the present time.
Those public use activities include hunting and fishing, wildlife observation and photography, and environmental education and interpretation. Weaver says the only activities that will continue at the state's 10 wildlife refuges are forestry management, such as pending timber sales and cooperative farming activities. He says a lengthy shutdown could have a spiral of consequences.
Certainly, I think the users of the National Wildlife Refuge system will be impacted in terms of loss of opportunity to recreate on those national wildlife refuges, and I think there's a spin-off in terms of businesses and revenues to local businesses for visitors that are coming to a national wildlife refuge. Will often pass through communities and will spend monies in those communities associated with their trips to the national wildlife refuge lands.
Weaver says in 2011, a survey was conducted to determine the economic impact of hunting, fishing, and wildlife observation on lands not exclusively included in national wildlife refuges. Nevertheless, in that year, people older than 16 years of age who participated in those activities spent approximately $681 million on trip-related expenses.
One area that won't be affected by the government shutdown, at least in the near future, is research and development at the University of Arkansas. Jim Rankin, Vice Provost for Research and Economic Development at the U of A, says the university has been told it can continue its research for projects that have already received funding.
We do get quite a significant amount of federal funding, and some of these are, you know, one-year grants, two-year grants, and so they're not always tied to the federal fiscal year, which started October 1st. So they could have at least a year of funding in their account. So we won't see an immediate impact, but you'll start seeing one or two that start running out of funding.
Rankin says some of the other side effects of the federal shutdown are already being felt. For instance, the National Institute of Health isn't taking any new applications for grant funding, meaning researchers at the university have proposals waiting for when government operations continue. In addition, if a federal employee or facility is involved in a particular research project, that employee or facility won't be available during the shutdown. And Rankin says the current federal shutdown has brought with it less immediate uncertainty to the research world than the federal sequester did earlier in the year.
In that case, we weren't quite sure what was going to happen, what kind of impact we had. Each agency had a certain percentage they had to cut, and we didn't know if specific grants were going to be cut, so we were a little bit unknown in that particular situation. In this one, the guidance just tells us go ahead and do the research as long as you have funds. And so we've kind of got a better feeling. I think the big question on this time is how long it's going to last.
But Rankin says he's hopeful the shutdown will be short so the research world can get back to business as usual.
The Arkansas Department of Health is working with law enforcement throughout the state to curb prescription drug abuse. Yesterday, a statewide program that provides drop boxes for drug disposal was expanded with an additional 60 boxes. Health Department spokesman Ed Barham says the program is needed.
We see about one death per day in Arkansas as a result of prescription drug overdoses. And we know that most young people who use drugs like that get them from the home medicine chest. So this is a good way for people who have drugs they no longer need to get them out of harm's way.
Barham says the program has helped collect more than 32 tons of medicines. The drop boxes are primarily located at police and sheriff stations.
The School of Law at the University of Arkansas is one of the best values for a law degree in the nation. That's according to the National Jurists Annual Ranking of Best Value Law Schools. This is the third year that the School of Law has been named in the publication's top 20 best value schools, ranking second in this year's rankings. Last year, the school was ranked 14th on the list. The National Jurist ranks schools based on percentage of graduates who pass the bar exam, employment rate, tuition, cost of living, and average indebtedness upon graduation.
Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas, 68 for the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs from 85 to 89. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s.